Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for this opportunity to share your word with your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, let your word come alive unto us. And Lord, we ask this morning, help us to be blessed, O Lord. I pray for all hearers today that, Lord, there will be a turning point in their lives, even as they hear the word of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I also pray that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will anoint this mouth. And Lord, help me to speak as your oracle. Blessed be your name, Father, Lord. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me welcome you to this wonderful program on radio called Church on Air. I want to give God the glory for all that Lord has been doing through this program, even to bless our life. I thank God for your testimonies. Thank God for all those who have been blessed through this program. Thank God for the mighty works of grace. And thank God for the testimonies. Thank God for those who came to ministry yesterday for program. Oh, how mighty is the power of God in setting the captives free and in blessing his people. To him be all the glory and honor and adoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I'm sharing with you again on Arise, O God. Arise, O God. You know why I'm sharing this message? Because there are many in desperate situation. You know, the problem of their life defied every human prescription. You know, they have gone from one mountain to another, from one vigil to another vigil. They have romanced with many ministers of the gospel in order for them to get their problems solved. Yet, things remain the same. And heaven looks like brass. Despite their 7 days fasting and prayer, you know why? Because God is yet to arise. Let me tell you something this morning. Unless God arises, your problem will be rising. Unless God arises, your problem will be rising. And the major factor of your case is God, you know? Now, may I tell you that, you know, you might be in a life-consuming problem which has threatened your existence, which has brought reproach into your life, and which has also bring ridicule and hardship to your marriage, to your business, education, and life. Let me tell you that God is still able to deliver you from all this retrogression and backwardness that is discouraging your life. And I am sure this morning is going to do that for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The one thing you must know is this. Can we go to Malachi chapter 4 verse 2? Malachi chapter 4 verse 2.
But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Well, now we have come to a junction of discovering one of the conditions that make God to arise. Who fear my name? Can you see? Who fear my name? It says, but to whom? Who fear my name? The Son of Righteousness shall arise. So, who fear my name? You know, when the fear of the Lord is not in a country, you witness every kind of lawlessness, sin, and sinful habit. You know, when, you know, the people in a nation, they are calling on God they don't know. Or when there are a lot of, you know, immorality, rascality, destruction, like is happening right now in Nigeria, then you know that the fear of the Lord is not on the ground. You see all these kind of killings? See all these evil things? See all that is happening in our nation. You know, it shows that there is no fear of God. And what should we say? Bible says, what shall we say? Shall we continue in sin and say grace you are banned? Bible says in Romans 6:1, God forbid. You know, God forbid. So until, you know, the fear of the Lord comes upon this nation, you know, there will be all these problems, you know, there will be all these ridicules. Let me tell you something, people of God, that it is the fear of the Lord that prolongs days. The fear of the Lord prolongs it, as in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Yes.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened.
Can you see that, you know, when you fear the Lord, your days, you know, will be prolonged. Also, we discover that when a man fears the Lord, he has strong confidence, you know, and that gives him a fountain of life. You know, the fear of the Lord gives us good life. So in Nigeria, what am I saying this morning is that we need to fear the Lord. He now said that, you know, in that Malachi 4 we have read, he said, those that fear the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healings in his wings. Who is the Son of Righteousness? The Son of Righteousness is Jesus, you know. And because you fear the Lord, it brings healing into your marriage, into your finance, into your business, into your family, into all that you do. So one thing that makes the Lord to arise for people is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then also we read in the book of Daniel, you know, about Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Hallelujah. Now can we read Daniel chapter 3 verse 6? Daniel chapter 3 verse 6.
And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Let's stop there. You know, he said that is Nebuchadnezzar. He set up a golden image and he said everybody must fall down. And we're told that these three evil children refused to worship the image of the king. Hence, they were thrown into the raging fire. You know, before God can arise for a man, such a man must be totally committed to God, must trust and be bold, live his life for God. Can you see? You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, one thing we discover that they are so committed to God. So committed. So God is committed to anyone that is committed to him. When you are not committed to God, not committed to his kingdom, not committed, you know, to the expansion of his gospel or of his kingdom, do you know that God will not be committed to you? So when you are committed to God, and number two, you trust and you are bold in the Lord, you know, like Daniel, and then you live for God, I'm telling you that God will not arise for you. No, people who are ready to die for the kingdom's sake, there are people that God is ready to arise for. People who are ready to die for the kingdom's sake, God will arise for them. No wonder he arose for Shadrach and Abednego. You know what happened? The Bible says, as they entered into the raging fire, Nebuchadnezzar made a discovery that brought a total change in his life and nation. Can we read, you know, Daniel chapter 3 from verse 24 to 25? Daniel 3, 24 to 25.
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Wow. Now, again, we can see the Son of God. He said, I saw the fourth person. We cast into the fire three people, but now they have turned to four. You know, and he said, the fourth one is like the Son of God. I'm asking, how did he know that he was the Son of God? So he must saw his glory. He saw his grace. He saw his power. Can you see now? And because of that, oh my God, can you see how God, you know, glorifies his name through these three people? You know, one thing I want us to know this morning is that this event that takes place, you know, where they put Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego into fire, attracted God in heaven. It attracted God in heaven. And you know what? God quickly dispatched Jesus Christ to visit the three people for their deliverance. Now, when God will see your love for him, and that you demonstrated love for the kingdom, God will place value upon your life. God put value upon the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and four things happened, you know, when they entered the fire. Number one, we discovered the power of the fire to burn them was reversed. The fire could not burn away. For the first time, we saw the power of fire being destroyed. Number two thing, you know, the bound men were loosed in the fire. You know, don't forget that they chained their hands and their legs. Do you know that, you know, they were loosed from the bondage? Number three, we are told that they were walking in the midst of the fire. In fact, they are having fellowship there in the midst of the fire. The fire that destroyed the people that put them up. Can you imagine? And lastly, they were not hurt. For the first time, fire cannot hurt people. every fire the devil put together for you, I pray that it will not hurt in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will escape such in the name of Jesus Christ. This will be your testimony if you are committed to Jesus. This will be your testimony if you are born again. This will be your testimony when you trust and have faith in the Lord. And it will make God to arise for you. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, aka Dominion Tabernacle Inc., invites you to 2021 Dominion Convention, theme A New Glory. Date Tuesday 11th to Sunday 16th of May 2021. On Tuesday 11th is Prophetic and Miracle Rally, 5 p.m. And on Wednesday 12th is Prophetic and Miracle Rally by 5 p.m. On Thursday 13th is Minister Stroke Church Workers Conference by 10 a.m. And on Thursday 13th is Prophetic and Miracle Rally by 5 p.m. On Friday 14th is Special Cross the Devil Service by 10 a.m. and Praise Night by 10 p.m. On Saturday 15th is the Anniversary Luncheon by 11 a.m. And on Sunday 16th is Thanksgiving Service by 8 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashero, Abeokuta. The guest speakers are Reverend and Pastor Mrs. David and Roslyn Ononuga and Bishop Israel Olusegun Alaya. And the guest artists are Pastor D, Israel Kram, Throne of Mercy, and Sister Pelumi Ekundayo. For further inquiries, please call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning, by the grace of God, we are sharing on Arise, O God. Can you shout out there? Say, Arise, O God. Come on, say it very well. Because I know that today, being the first day of the month, God will surely arise for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's see Exodus 3. That is a very popular place, but I want us to visit this morning again. You know, Exodus chapter 3, let's read from verse 7 to 8. Yes.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey.
Can you imagine that God said, so I have come down. Oh my God, I have come down for what purpose? To deliver them. You know, this morning, God has come down to deliver you. I don't know the problem you are passing through this morning. I don't know the agony you are going through this morning. But I am prophesying to you this morning that God is with you to deliver you. God is with you to rescue you. God is with you to give you another hope. And that will be your testimony. That will be your report in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this situation of Israel in Egypt is another instance where God arose for his people. He arose, why? Because he heard that cry. He heard their cry. You know, in verse 7, it says, I've actually come because I've heard thy cry. The reason why God has not risen for you is because you are not prayed. You know, you need to pray the more. If you have prayed, then you must pray the more. You know, the secret of success, of breakthrough, is you must pray the more. You know, no wonder many people, they have turned to prayer contractors. They are going here and they are asking pastor to pray for them on daily basis. You know, why? Because the devil have destroyed their power of prayer. Can you see now? They can't pray again, you know. So if you can pray, you will not be a prey. We can pray. You know, in prayer, you terminate sorrows. You know, in prayers, you terminate every sorrow. That is why the case of Jabesh in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 is a wonderful thing. Why? Because the Bible says, Jabesh called on God of Israel with four prayer points, and God changed sorrow for joy for him. Oh, God changed sorrow for joy for him. This is your testimony in the name of Jesus. This is your portion. Now, our interest again is what the Lord said. He said, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of Egypt. Your deliverance is not from man, but God. Your deliverance is not from other God. You know, God himself right now is planning for your deliverance. You know, Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, going around healing them that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So your deliverance is from God and not from man. So you need to know that all those fetish things you hang in your room, you hang in under your cars, they can't help you. You know, you better throw them away, and you put your trust, you know, in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. Hallelujah. You know, you better throw away all those things. Let's read the book of Psalm, Psalm number 20. Let's read verses 6 and 8. Psalm 20, verses 6 and 8.
Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 8. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright.
Can you see now? He said, now the Lord will save his anointed. You see, God is able to save you. God is able to deliver you because he knows all things. He is omniscience, he is omnipotent. You know, he is omni everything. He is ready to give you every assistance that your life deserves. So he said, for I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven. He said, with the saving hands of his right hand. So is the right hand of God, is the hand that saves, is the hand that delivers, is the hand that protects. Now, and I say, some trust in chariots, some in horses. He said, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You know, we will trust. Now, whom do you trust? You know, where do you put your trust? Is it in one thing they gave to you? One inordinate thing that cannot even save itself? You know, you want fetish power, want fetish things? No, you need to trust in the name of Jesus Christ, and then you'll be saved. He said, they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Hallelujah. Why? Because you trust in the Lord. Because you trust in the Lord, I see you rising from every opposition, from all those who are persecuting you, all those who want to destroy your life, all those who don't want to see you. I see you going higher. I see you having a new testimony this morning. I see God helping you. That is why you must put your confidence in God. That is why you must be born in the Lord. And that is why you must be born again. Once you meet God's condition, God will conditionalize your life. Now look at what we have shared with you last week about Paul and Silas. I'm always challenged with this case. I love to preach about it, you know. Every time I remember Acts 16, 25 and 26, you know, it brings strength to my life. Let's read again, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25 and 26, yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Oh, hallelujah. The beginning of the story was interesting. You know what happened? Paul and Silas was cast into the prison of because of the spirit of divination of a girl. You know, Paul and Silas cast out the spirit of divinatory from a girl who brought her master much profit by fortune telling. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, now they now seek Paul and Silas and drag them into marketplace. And then to the authority, and then they were wrongly accused. Have you seen that? They were wrongly accused, and they were seriously beaten and thrown to the prison. If you are Paul or Silas, what will you do in this case? See, they were not complaining. If you are Paul and Silas, won't you not be complaining? You know, we have seen some Christians, they undergo some affliction and they are complaining. They are filled with bitterness, you know, and abandon what they are doing for God. Can you see now? Until you stop complaining, God will not arise. Until you stop complaining, God will not arise. Your case might be like the children of Israel who are murmuring and complaining, and God turned 40 days, journey to 40 years. You know, may God not prolong your journey in life in Jesus' name. The journey of 40 days may not become 40 years. Do you know that murmuring, when you are murmuring, the hands of God will just come against you. So instead of Paul and Silas to be complaining, what are they doing now? They are giving praises unto God. And the praise brought God down into that situation. I have told you that anytime you praise God, God will come down to the situation. When you pray to God, He will send angels. But when you sing to God in your problem, God will come down. So what happened? When God arises, the foundation of their problem was shaken. I see God arising this morning, and every satanic foundation in your life are shaking right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every foundation that is not of God, everything I command them to be collapsed in the name of Jesus Christ. The scripture reveals that when God arose for Paul and Silas, all doors were opened. One of my friends, you know, who was asking for open door over the years, he has gone to various mountains with assiduous fasting and prayer with little result. Why? God could have helped him if he allowed God to open his eyes to the ways of life, whereby and then repent. Let me tell you something. All doors will open to all people today who doesn't live by problem, but live by God. If you are still living, this my friend is living by his problem, carrying the problem all around. But do you know that the moment he starts focusing on God, he left focusing his problem, and that was when God solved his problem. Now look away from that problem. Look unto God. Look away from that affliction. Look unto God and let God come into your life. My Bible says everyone's chain were loosed. Can you see? You know, in our deliverance ministry over the years, we have seen God breaking the yokes, you know, breaking the chain in life of people, and I'm sure He will do yours this morning as you are hearing this broadcast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what will make Him to arise? What do you think will make God to arise in your life this morning? Can we read Psalm 24, verses 3 to 6? What will make God to arise for you? What is that thing that will make God to arise? Yes.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob.
Wow. So there's a need to walk in righteousness. A need for you to be born again. You know, a genuine desire to seek God. Your life must be put, you know, before God can arise for you. Can you see now? So you must walk in righteousness. You must walk. You know, you must walk in righteousness. Look into the Bible. All the people that God, you know, arose for, they are people that, you know, that walk in righteousness. Is it Job? You know, or is it Paul and Silas, or is it the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego? All those people, they are people that walk after righteousness. Bible says in Hebrews 1 9, you know, he was talking about Jesus Christ. You know, he said, because thou hast loved righteousness and you hated iniquity, therefore the Lord your God, you know, has anointed you with all of gladness above your fellow. Hallelujah. Let's read that place. Hebrews 1:9, yes.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
So when God arose for you, what will happen? Number one thing is in 1 John 3:8, the B part. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he would destroy the works of the devil. So consider the works of the devil in your life. Probably there are many. You know, the power in the name of Jesus is able to destroy them. You know, there may be many strongholds of the devil in you, or, you know, the kingdom of darkness has vowed not to depart from you. See, Jesus Christ has come just because of you. I declare in the name of Jesus that everything the devil is perpetrating in your life is over in the name of Jesus Christ. It's over in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And lastly, when will God arise? Can we now see Isaiah 33 verse 1? Yes.
Now will I arise, says the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
Oh my God. Can God say now? As I'm talking, now is arising for you. Now, you know, you'll be lifted in your life. And now you will take up the glory. I see God arising for you this morning. You are free to talk to me, you know, to follow me, and I'm here to answer you. God bless you. I see you tomorrow in our Thanksgiving service. The Lord be with you. Till we see you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send them reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tena Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.